Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing angelic number sequences, a message from your guides. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. And that's Conversations with the Queen, everything spelled correctly, .blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget, if you miss a show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Don't forget to check out our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, everything spelled correctly. For all my queens out there, while you're on the net, be sure to check out our newest blog, thequeendompost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the classroom, the women. It's time to bring back greatness by uplifting the queens. And also, too, if you're not a queen, you're just, you know, interested in some interesting articles and different things that pertain to empowering Black women, and you just love Black women, you can go on over there too. So that's thequeendompost.blogspot.com. All right? And I'll post those two links in the chat for you. Our monthly yoga pose is the hero pose. It's pretty much where you're kneeling down on the floor, your feet in the back of you, or your torso straight up and upright, and your hands placed on your thighs in front of you. The benefits of this pose include flexibility in the hips, legs, and knees, encourages proper alignment in the hips, legs, and the knees, and it opens up the hips and stretches the quads. It trains interrotational, the internal rotation, and is good for virility. So for everybody who is getting into their yoga, who's doing their thing, I did some this morning. It was wonderful. Definitely add that into your yoga sequences. It's a wonderful, wonderful pose, you know, has some great benefits for the body, the mind, and the spirit. So get into your yoga and make sure you're definitely touching on that hero pose, okay? And this week's affirmation will be just a little affirmation I previously wrote, and I didn't get to do it on that show, so I'm just going to do this affirmation now and see how you guys like it. I am aligned, cleared, and free-flowing. My light body and all meridian channels are unblocked and working towards simultaneously bringing life force into my light and physical bodies. I am open to receive any information and instruction that pertains to me bettering myself and helping me follow my life path. As my consciousness rises, it becomes more and more natural for me to find harmony in my mind, body, and spirit. And you can find that on conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com. Again, and get your affirmation on. You know, these affirmations are for you to use as tools when you're not feeling up to your best, when you're not feeling 100%, and you need something as a little pick-me-up. These affirmations can be used and utilized to help you, you know, get in a better place, get in a better mindset. And ultimately, that's what we'll be discussing today when we talk about angelic number sequences and messages from your guide. Okay? Now, have you ever been seeing a lot of recurring numbers lately? Just like a real question, because a lot of people have been seeing these reoccurring numbers and they're not really understanding what is going on. They're just looking at, and every time they look at the clock, they seem to glance at a certain time, and you're just looking up and you're like, so what's this about? What does this mean? Well, pretty much, that's what we'll be discussing today, is angelic number sequences and how these are messages from your guides in the spirit realm. So chances are, if you're listening into this show, you have. These number sequences are actually messages to us from divine entities that seek to help you understand and serve your soul purpose. These numbers are small reminders of who you are and what you need to do in order to become who you are meant to be. Looking up at a clock or walking down the street and seeing specific numbers is not a coincidence. Your angels speak to contact you and are hoping that you will understand. With a bit of research and understanding, you will be able to be assured that you are on the right path. And in this world, who couldn't use a little bit of clarity? Who couldn't use a little bit of direction on their path? So it's all about learning how to become the best you. So on today's show, we'll be dedicated towards helping you to understand what the messages are and what they mean for your spirit specifically. Now, that's key because each of these messages is going to have a generalized tone to it. But you'll find that in these moments when you see these messages flashing towards you or you see these messages around you, that they will almost act as if like a instant pick-me-up and it will make sense once you're able to start to translate them and understand what they mean. Okay? So it all starts off with the science of numerology. And numerology is an ancient science, which logic is based off of understanding that all numbers carry a vibration and a meaning. And numerology is one of the many ways spirits or the angels communicate with us. When we begin to understand and interpret the truest meanings of these number sequences as they pertain to us personally, we will begin to feel a stronger and deeper connection to the spirit world and our ancestors, angels, and guides. Numerology helps to decode the messages that the universe is expressing in this current situation. These messages often come in patterns, and once we begin to understand the pattern, it is a deliberate and intentional meaning, we will begin to further understand the truth of the saying. Nothing is a coincidence. Numerology, in essence, is the understanding of an archetypal or primal energy through the expression of numeric symbol. So let me say that again. Numerology, in essence, is the understanding of archetypal or primal energies through the expression of numeric symbol. And what that basically means and what that is saying is that everything is symbol. Everything is symbolism. Even situations in our life can be interpreted as symbolism. So all these things have deeper meanings. So you're seeing the number 911 a lot, right? Say you're looking at the clock, and every time you look down at the clock, you see 911. Or every time you look down the street and there's a bus, it seems to say 911. Or there's a license plate and it has 911 in it. And you're looking and you keep seeing 911 all around you, and you're like, well, why do I keep seeing this number? Oh, it's just a coincidence. It's not. These are messages that are being sent to you spiritually and to your subconscious mind for you to begin to unravel and understand what these messages are trying to send to you. Now, examples of different things that could hold significant meanings in your lives could be birthdays, anniversary, any time or date. If you so happen to look and you see a pattern in the date or patterns in the times, these are things that are significant numbers and you need to pay attention to them. So what are angel numbers or angelic number sequences? Angel numbers are the messages given to you by your spiritual guides or your angels. They are recurring number sequences that through the system of numerology can be decoded to have a significant message pertaining to your spiritual, physical, and mental path. Some number sequences such as 1111 are highly common among those who are being called to awaken to higher dimensional realities and purposes. 1111, in essence, is simply a wake-up call for you to see, seeing it repeatedly is a message to your subconscious and super subconscious mind to understand that it needs to prepare itself for higher dimensional realities. Another common code is 411 or 114. It is a message from your angels that it's a good time for you to ask for any type of spiritual guidance, advice, or counsel. So the more significant codes are, the more significant codes are double or triple number sequences. Now, when I said, like, there are examples of, like, double, triple numbers are pretty much, like, 11, 11. A lot of people see that one. Well, like, 11 in and of itself, 22, 33, 44, 5, 5, 5, 6, 6, 6, 7, 7, 7, 8, 8, 8, all those different numbers. Now, these numbers are what you refer to as master numbers. And the number of times that the number appears in the sequence, it actually amplifies the power and the strength of its message. So the number of times you're actually seeing the number itself is a message within itself, lending further to the understanding and importance of the number sequence. So numbers that follow this pattern, like I said, are called master builder numbers. They often resonate with higher callings and divine paths. For example, master number 33 resonates with the archetypal energy of the Christ, or the number 55, which resonates with a leader-type energy. So the master numbers in general tend to resonate directly with ancient archetypal or primal energies. And that's just basically allowing you to just understand simply a little bit of what these angelic numbers are. And so they're just, like I said, they're messages, they're signals, they're ways for you to try and understand certain realities that are happening to you right now. And so these codes, like, anybody ever see The Matrix? Pretty much. And you know how Neo begins to see the numbers in the binary code within The Matrix. Okay, it's kind of something to that effect. It's pretty much these different codes are being flashed to your subconscious mind to activate certain parts of you to actually wake up to create certain types of changes, whether the number be facilitating different types of changes, different number sequences together can actually facilitate different types of changes, can let you know that changes are about to happen. So all these things, it's just outside, well, seemingly outside things, giving you signals into what's going on inside of you, what's going on personally for you, and what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your spirit. So these numbers are very important to pay attention to. So like I said, don't just dismiss them like, oh my God, that's just another coincidence. That's just another thing. I keep seeing this number all the time. Oh, I must just wait. I just must look up every day at this time. No, there's a spiritual reason. There's a spiritual reasoning and logic behind what's going on for you. And these things often come in the forms of common everyday things, but they can be interpreted to have higher meanings for us. Because honestly, think about it. Now, if some biblical situation, like an angel just came out the cut, out of nowhere, and decided to just pop in on you and say, hey, how you doing? Would you freak out? Would you believe it? Or would you take that in? Like, a lot of people's realities are not able to handle higher vibrational occurrences or higher vibrational energies. So what's going to happen is these energies are going to simplify themselves in order for them to get the message across to you, in order for you to understand what's going on, what needs to happen, and how you need to handle it and how you need to deal with it. So that's just pretty much that. We do have 40 minutes left in the live stream of the show, and I would like to invite anybody who's on the call-in queue or anybody who's listening to the live show to come in and join us on the call and do put some input and some insight if you have dealt with angelic numbers especially, or if you want to know what a specific number sequence means. I can aid you with that. And the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and I'll begin to take calls in about 10 minutes. wrapping up a little bit more of what we're talking about here with angelic number sequences. Okay? So, where was I? Okay. Who are your angels? Well, I mean, that's an important part of it. If you're getting these numbers or these signals from these beings, what are these beings? Well, we have all heard or know something about the concept of a guardian angel. On TV, they're depicted as winged creatures following us around wherever we go, preventing bad situations and facilitating good ones. This overgeneralized mainstream version of a guardian angel isn't entirely off when it comes to understanding this concept, but it's not fully explaining it, okay? So, now I'm not too sure about them looking like Billy Joel from down the street with wings, but they do exist, and they are here to care for you and look after you. Your angels are interdimensional beings that have the best interest in mind for you. As Brother L so eloquently put on another show, you can go back into the archives and peep that if you missed it. If there is something working against you, then there is something working for you. So these angels are just a representation of the energy in the universe that is working for your best good, that is working for your higher purpose, that is trying to help you manifest and conquer the things you need to conquer in your life and get to the goals that you're trying to manifest. So, and we all have experienced a time or two where the energies that work against us and for have manifested in our lives. I know I've been there. I know that's a part of life. There's ups and downs. So the manifestation of those energies is the down points in our lives. And so sometimes these energies have been put in the charge of running the earth. The earth. I didn't mean to sound so dramatic. But these types of energies are prevalent these days because we're actually in a lower vibrational cycle. The earth is going through a low vibrational cycle in a type of sleep, almost a sleep phase for about an age. So it's been slowing down over time, but it's pretty much been in this unconscious state, this not facilitating higher spirituality and concepts. That's why we've had a lot of wars lately. That's why we've had a lot of different types of things going on. So these energies actually create and cause havoc, war, famine, strife, poverty, all the different types of things that we're seeing that's wrong in the world and that we often see as causes that we need to champion for. These energies are what's the culprit of it. So with the new coming consciousness and awakening, their time is rapidly coming to an end. And this is why we are being prompted to connect and understand who we truly are by our angels. They are our guides. They are here to guide us and chauffeur us through our awakening process and provide us with the aid and support that we need. Like Michael said, we are not alone. So you're not alone, okay? You're never in a place where you're alone. I know sometimes we go through different things in life and different, you know, processes, and we feel very lonely. We feel like we're abandoned because there's no physical entities around us at that time. But your angels are always with you. Your angels do not leave you. They are on their mission and their purpose is to guide you. And maybe in a past life or maybe in a past cycle in your lifetime, you might have been somebody else's guide. So sometimes your guides can be your ancestors. Sometimes they can be different entities that are connected to you for whatever karmic reasoning that they're connected to you. So these different beings, their purpose is to actually help you. And I know it seems like sometimes in our life we feel abandoned, like we feel like we're going through a lot of different trials and tribulations and we're good people. So we're asking, why are these things happening to us and why is it all happening to me at once? Well, oftentimes these things are cycles that you have to go through. There's lessons that you have to learn. But always and be assured that always through these things that your angels and your guides are with you, that your ancestors are always with you, that your angels are always with you. So now that we understand a little bit better what angels are, I'm going to explain what archetypal energy is. Now, we've all heard about the expression of archangel. Now, this somewhat deals with the property of archetypal energy. They are beings that represent some form of the main cosmic energies that flow throughout all of life and the universe. These energies are sometimes in other cultures depicted as deities or gods. These are to show the ways in which the divine consciousness expresses itself. It flows through all living things and nature itself, planets, stars, herbs, plants, animals, gemstones, crystals, all carry an aspect of this divine energy, okay? When we study and understand these energies and how they affect us and how they can work with us, we can use them to aid us in revealing the divine that is within. We are these energies, so we do comprise these energies, and these energies are a part of us. Each of us is influenced by one or two of the major aspects of these energies, but we are not limited to express only the two that we or the one that we are born expressing. We comprise with us and within us everything we see outside of ourselves and even infinitely more. So we do comprise that infinite of creation within us. So we can choose to manifest whatever aspects of those energies that we need. And so we can access the entirety of the universe if we just learn how. So listening to our angels and understanding how to accomplish that will help us understand how to accomplish that and help us to get a personalized or individualized specific message that caters to our needs. So what happens with these angelic messages is these are specifically for you. Now, there's going to be general ones that a lot of people are going to see, and you might even have some uncommon ones, especially as you start to communicate more and more with your angels. They're going to talk to you more and more, and they're going to talk to you in different codes and different ways that you'll begin to understand. Until you unlock yourself on higher vibrational realities, like until you begin to clear some of the blockages that have accumulated over your lifetime of negative energy in your spirit, until you begin to clear those away and are able to evolve and vibrate on these higher levels, this is one of the most basic ways that your angels are going to talk to you. And so, pretty much, unless you're going to be really clairvoyant or really psychic, we have great vivid dreams in which you can interpret and all these different things. And even all these different things, they have to be interpreted. It's the spirit speaks in symbol. The spirit does not speak literally. It speaks in symbol. And that's for a purpose. It's for you to learn a lesson. So it's just one of those many ways, and we're just need to utilize them and understand that it's all for our greater good. We do have 31 minutes left on the queue, so I'm going to open up the lines. If you have a comment or question pertaining to the subject, which is angelic number sequences, messages from our guides, you can call in. The call number is 917-932-8881, and you can definitely listen, list your questions, your comments. If you have any information that pertains to the subject, you can let that be heard. If not, if you just want to ask a question, or even if you want to know what a specific angelic number sequence means that you've been seeing recently, you can call in. And again, that call number is 917-932-8881. And if you are already on the queue, you can just raise your hand by pressing 1. And that'll let me know that you want to speak. So we do have a caller from the 843 area code. Caller from the 843 area code, you are on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any questions or comments?
I had a question. How are you doing?
Yes,
this is
how are
Rick.
You?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Yeah, I had a question about I've been seeing the number 9 a lot, and I did a, you know, I've been studying up on it, but I just wanted to see if you had, you know, take your insight on it, the number 9.
Well, you know, 9 naturally vibrates with the number of completion. It's the last number, and, you know, it's really the last number, because all numbers after 9 are just a repetition of the different numbers that come before it. So 10 is 1 and 0, which already come before 9. And so from there on out, you're just seeing repeating numbers, and 9 is the last number. So 9 means completion. That's why you have 9 months during pregnancy. Different things that resonate with the number 9 pertaining to completion, pertaining to ending a certain cycle in life and beginning a different cycle. So 9 is a very powerful spiritual number. It carries the universal energies of love, humanitarianism, higher perspective, leadership, enlightenment, understanding, all these different things. So when you keep seeing that number in your life past, it's pretty much that you need to be involved with helping other people with your life, with the certain skills that you've been provided with in your life. I can direct you to another website if you see specific different types of sequences that are mixed numbers and different things like that, or you see different variations of the 9 sequence. I can give you that website, and that website is sacredscribesangelsnumbers.blogspot.com, and I love that website because I use it all the time to interpret my own spiritual messages that I get from the angels. So was that helpful?
Yeah, it's Sacred Scribes. What?
Yep. I'm going to post it, and I'll post it on my Facebook, and I'll post it in the chat, and I'll also just, I will post that on the facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. So if you like us there, you can see that on that, or you know what I'll do? I'll put it up on the Conversations with the Queen blogspot as well.
Yeah,
and, you know.
I'll definitely check it out, because I've been seeing the number a lot. Mm-hmm. When I move, I like to put 9 on things that I want to work.
Mm-hmm.
And when I recently moved to Phoenix, when I got here, I didn't know what my apartment number was going to be at all,
mm-hmm.
and it was 243,
mm-hmm.
which equals 9. So I've been seeing 9 a lot, and, you know, it's just been, you know, impacting me a lot, and I've been just, you know, just trying to get more insight on it. But you did help me out a lot. Yeah.
Well, you know, we always start at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So 9 is a significant number. So it's a great number that, you know, it means a good thing. And definitely if you're seeing it in sequences with other numbers like the number 1, it means that a lot of good changes are going to come to you. And a lot of different cycles are pretty much ending. Old cycles are ending for you and new ones are beginning. So that's a great number to see.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Right. Thank you. And I'll continue
listening.
Thanks for calling
in.
All right.
Don't be a stranger. All right, peace.
All right, later.
Caller from the 330 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from? And how may I help you?
Peace Queen, I'm calling from Canton, Ohio. My name is Anna. I had a question. I wanted to know, you said it, you were talking about blockages, different kind of blockages that would stop you from interpreting certain things or seeing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that, do you have any information or any good tips on how to, you know, clear up some of the blockage?
Well, I actually did a whole show dedicated towards clearing out blockages, which was called The Science of Touch. And, I mean, every show I do pretty much is about understanding how to clear these blockages. But I'll share a couple of tips with you. But the best thing for you to do is probably go on to the website, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I have a lot of articles and information that will help you as far as, like, meditational techniques and things like of that nature. You can also go back into the archives and try and listen in on different shows. But one of the main things is meditation, and I always preach this, is why we have a monthly yoga sequence, yoga. Yoga helps to unblock a lot of the blockages, because what happens is we're in this lower vibrational reality, and we're very, very entrained to have a physical interaction. So we always want to interact with something physically. Yoga gives us that advantage to program our subconscious minds from a physical perspective and a physical standpoint. So you're actually doing these different positionings and these different breathing techniques that are reprogramming your body and taking out the different negative energies as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, you're bringing in the prana, that spiritual energy that's from the universe. You're bringing that into your body, and you're clearing out that negative energy, and that could be, you know, aggravating or causing different spiritual blockages for you. So doing things like yoga, clearing your mind with meditation, saying different mantras and chants, also making sure you have your safe space for yourself that you can go into. So you're going to need, like, maybe if you have an altar in your house, or if you don't, you might want to set one up. Doing things like that remind us of our spirituality. They remind us of who we are. So they remind ourselves to program ourselves on a subconscious level to understand that we need to engage with ourselves on that spiritual level. And so it'll just aid you in transitioning into a higher vibrational reality and a higher way of thinking.
Okay. And on there, would I find some tips on some things that I can could include in my altar to help that?
No, but that's, I mean, that's a great you just gave me an idea.
Wonderful.
You could do a show on that. But,
yeah,
you know what's great? I'll give you a couple things off the top of my head. These are a couple things I have on my altar. Now, the obvious thing is going to be different deities that you might resonate with. Now, I was just talking about the archetypal energies. All these deities are reflections of these different types of archetypal energies. If you're having trouble, especially with blockages, I recommend the god Ganesha, from the Hindu pantheon. He represents, he tears down the obstacles that are in our way. So, you know, putting a little bit of curry, that's his favorite spice, yellow and red, next to our altar, and putting that up on our altar can help us, especially with alleviating the blockages. Also, mm-hmm. It's good to burn incense, candles, have plants, pictures of loved ones, pictures of places you like to go, things you like to see or places you would like to go in the future. Even affirmations, when we write down our affirmations when we're doing spiritual work. So those can go on your altar. I mean, your altar is a reflection of you, so it can be as personal as you want it to be. Little trinkets that only have significant value to you can go there. Different things like that. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it did. A lot.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
Do you have any other questions or comments?
No, I really enjoy the show, though. I appreciate what you're doing. It's a wonderful thing, just reaching out to everybody, letting people know different things, and, you know, the science and the knowledge that you put behind it is awesome. So I just thank you.
Well, thank you very much for listening in, and always come back.
I will. Thank you, Queen. Peace.
All right, peace. All right, so we do have 21 minutes left in the live streaming portion of the show. I have a little bit of information that's going to wrap this up for us. And then, but before I get into that, you know, let's take a little nice music break, because I feel like we could break it up a little bit with some music, you know, relax our minds a little bit. So let's listen to some Jill Scott, I Keep, okay?
cause they heard it someplace. You got more than they're used to. Some of them want to steal your love. Ooh.
Want to check that out or hear more music, you can visit us on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/CTWQUpdate. Now that's CTWQUpdate. All right? And we have, you know, I'm starting to upload more, like, music and different art, pieces that might be of interest, as well as different shows. So if you missed a show or you would like to peep the interesting shows that we've put together in the past, I will have a compilation of those on there, as well as you can check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. All right, it seems that we do have another caller on the line with their hand raised, and that caller is from the 205 area code. Caller from the 205 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any questions or comments?
Hi, Queen. This is Seth. Seth, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Great. When you first introed your show, I heard you mention the double numbers 11-11,
mm-hmm.
And those numbers I see all of the time. I mean, every time I turn, my clock says big green 11-11. Can you elaborate more on what that means for a person that sees those?
Yes. Well, like I said, that's one of the most common sequences that a lot of people see. And I even briefly touched on it on a different show that I did that was pretty much just breaking down about soulmates and different spiritual, you know, connections that we can have with people. And that's significant because it's just a awakening number. It's a number that lets us know that it's time for us to go to a higher vibrational reality. It's time for us to start to explore ourselves as more than just physical beings, as more than just the names that we've been born with, as more than just the people we've been being until this point in our life, and to begin to engage more with ourselves as spiritual beings, more as ourselves as, like, interdimensional beings, and be able to start to channel and awaken those energies that lie within us, which are going to aid us within that. So that sequence specifically is going to help you to decode a lot of the different aspects of your own subconscious mind. And it's going to speak to you on that level, and it's going to let you know, hey, time to wake up. Hey, it's time, you know, that we start doing things that are going to serve our higher purpose and just be more of the higher beings that we can be. So actually the one itself is a very, very significant number. And like I said, the repeating of the number actually lends to the amplification of that number. So the number one itself symbolizes new beginnings, individuality, the pioneer, like forcefulness, ambition, instinct, progressiveness, creativity, tenacity, leadership, self-development, which is one of the most important ones, innovation, strength, power, inspiration, encouragement, all these different things can be brought from the number one and its vibration that it carries and its meaning. So seeing it repeating in that four, which also resonates with the four energy, because 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 = 4, obviously. But that combination together with the four also lends significance of the number four, which is a building number, which is a number of building certain things in our lives. And it's so pretty much you put those two together, and it's saying new things are being built for us, new things are coming to us, new realities, new beginnings of a higher achievement, of higher aspects, of a more spiritual aspect of ourselves coming to us. So that's just a light worker signal. And to anybody who's seeing any variation, even if you just see 11 all the time, even if you're just seeing 111 all the time, these different things, they're coming to you to help you awaken and to remember who you are.
Well, you know, in that case, since you did mention 111, I have been seeing that as well. So it's like been all one for me. And what you just explained has and is happening to me at this moment. So you are right on spot. So thank you so much.
So you're going to probably, this is like the beginning phase of it. If you start to pay, the more and more attention you begin to pay to this, and even the fact that you wanted to explore what it means, this is going to bring different types of different number sequences to you. So I suggest you as well to check out the website sacredscribesandangelnumbers.blogspot.com. I'm going to post that in the chat room if you're in there, and as well as on the Conversations with the Queen website. So I hope that you go and check it out there too, because they have all the explanations of like all the numbers from like 1 to 1,000. So the different combinations are there.
Okay, I will be sure to go there, and thank you so much, Queen.
All right, no problem. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. All right. Peace. So, pretty much. So, thank you for everybody who took the time out to call in and who did take the time to let their voice be heard. I did appreciate all of you calling in. We have 10 minutes left in the live stream, so if anybody else does have any questions or would like to quickly add on to the show, the call number is 917-932-8881, and you just press 1. So how to communicate with your angels? By understanding the law of correspondence, we know that there are stones, planets, colors, and various materials that correspond to the energies of our angels. There are various methods to finding your guardian angel or your angelic guide. Name, there's different ones. Most of them include, like, looking up the numerology of your birthday. and or the day that you were born, like as far as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So these different methods are around, and they can help you to understand the different type of archetypal energy that you were born under. So once you are guided to understanding who your angel is or who your angels are, you can begin to incorporate the proper materials necessary to understanding and communicating with them further. So different angels actually carry these specific energies, and if you could do a quick search and you can find it, that these angels will like certain colors, that they'll be drawn to certain stones. So if you actually get these types of stones and you put them in your house, these types of stones, especially on your altar, if you put it in your altar, that will definitely help you out. It will help you to channel that energy and be able to talk more directly, and you'll begin to, you know, open up yourself and make yourself more available towards receiving those types of energies. Another way to you to get in contact with them is through deep meditation, sending your intentions, either mentally or verbally, doesn't matter. You can speak out loud if you're by yourself and nobody's watching you and thinking you're crazy. You can definitely talk to your angels and ask them, you know, if you need to out loud or inside your head, it's fine to, you know, especially if you're getting that message like 1111, like what do I need to do? What do I need to manifest? What are the different paths I need to take? If you're seeing 411 a lot, that's another one that will help, that's going to stay as well. You know, that you need to ask for guidance, that you need to ask for understanding on certain types of things, and that they're always available for you. So the point of all this is follow your divine path. It's not all about these angelic sequences. It's not all about the numbers that you're seeing, even though they are helpful. But one of the best ways to become more plugged into the spirit world is to follow your divine path, which includes following your heart. Each of us comes to this planet with a purpose. We live in accordance with this purpose. And when we live in, when we live within accordance with this purpose, we will begin to understand not only who we are, but what we are meant to do. This understanding will feed the spirit and help to maintain your health and peace of mind. Just like an instrument that hasn't been played, if you ignore your divine purpose, we will begin to fall out of balance and out of tune with the universe and ourselves. There will be karmic energies that will come into your life and show you what your divine purpose is and why you need to follow it. Your life is sacred, okay? You all have purposes. It is your duty and it is our duty together to remember that our angelic number sequences can help to show us the way. So it's our duty to remember who we are. It's our duty to remember what our divine path is, and we have to take charge of that. And one of the wonderful ways that we can do that is through understanding these numeric sequences and what they mean specifically pertaining to us. So I'll give out that website one last time. For you guys, this is the key website that you want to use when you're looking up the numeric meanings, and I found it so helpful in my life. That's Sacred Scribes. You can go to sacredscribes.net, which is actually the shortcut, so I should have been giving that out the whole time, but or sacredscribeangelnumbers.blogspot.com, but the general reference page is going to be sacredscribes.net. And / angel number sequences, there's going to be a link where you can go to angel number sequences. It's a great website as far as referencing different types of new age information or spiritual information that you want to get into to be able to understand yourself better, to understand your spirit better. So those types of websites are great, as well as the eternitycreation.com or numberquest.com. Those, and that's the Eternity, E-T-R-I-N-I-T, Creation, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N.com. So everything as it's spelled, and NumberQuest, everything as it's spelled. And another book that if you want to are interested in reading up more on what this type of information deals with and getting more into your angels and getting more into understanding who they are and help you, how you can help to heal yourself and free yourself of certain bondages or certain blockages, the book is called Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. And I'll post that as well on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com where you can catch that and get that information. So I hope this show has been helpful to everybody who called in. I am very appreciative to everybody who reached out, who, you know, asked their questions and, you know, let their voices be heard. So again, Conversations with the Queen starts at every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen in through our live stream or by calling stream or by calling in 917-932-8881, and we're always glad to help you. So, Conversations with the Queen has been brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back to tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Morton Spurrell, naturopathic doctor. She's great. She's a wonderful person to, you know, talk to if you're wondering more about the natural health and you want to get into being more of a healthy person. We discuss that sometimes here too, but, you know, she's the doctor. So definitely tune into that and just keep your eyes peeled for just things that's going on with Conversations with the Queen. It's been a wonderful, wonderful show. I'm so grateful for everybody who listened in, and I can't thank you enough for making yourselves known and making yourselves and putting yourselves out there. So, we have only 2 more minutes left on the live stream. So, I'm thinking I should play us out with some The Weeknd, The Knowing. All right, peace, blessings. Thank you.
me, oh.